In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today on our first Friday, we have today a feast and commemoration of Saint Romuald, the abbot. Saint Romuald is very fitting person in regards for the first Friday, because on first Friday, the church especially exhorts us to do penance, and not just penance from our own sins, but from other people's transgressions as well. And Saint Romuald was the model of this. He humbly and with patience and with joy always did penance for his sins, but also that of others. And his whole vocation as a hermit was the result of wanting to perform penance from a sin which a certain other person had done. Saint Romuald lived in the 10th century in Italy, and he came from very distinguished family of dukes in Italian town called Ravenna. And Romuald received in the beginning a very worldly upbringing, something unlike for saints who usually are shown sense of sanctity from the day of their birth. But Saint Romuald, because his family was quite worldly, grew daily more and more loving pleasures more than his religion. And still, young Romuald had some inner desire that he would like to serve God when he grew up. Often when he went hunting, like high-class society members liked to spend their recreation, Romuald would find a separated, solitary place in the woods where he would stop and pray. He then cried out, "How happy were the ancient hermits who had such habitations! With what tranquility could they serve God, free from the tumult of the world?" But Romuald seemed to do no real steps to ever execute his desires of being a hermit, until one day his own father, whose name was Sergius, and very worldly man, agreed to decide a dispute he had with a relative about an estate by a duel. Romuald was shocked at this criminal plan, for the church has always very strictly forbidden the dueling. But his father threatened to disinherit him if he refused, so Romuald was forced to be present at the duel as a spectator. And it happened that his father won and killed his adversary. Romuald was then 20 years of age, and struck with horror at the crime that his own father had done, he thought himself that he felt obliged to expiate this sin by a severe course of penance for 40 days in the nearby Benedictine monastery. So he did make this visit to monastery and performed great penance, and prayed and wept there almost without intermission. But in this time, which he thought would last only 40 days, Saint Romuald noticed that this life of a monk was exactly what he had desired deep in his heart as a course how he would truly serve God for his whole life. So the more days he spent in the monastery, the more convinced he became that this was the vocation, this was the course God wanted him to take. So he eventually petitioned to be admitted as a penitent to the religious habit as a monk in the monastery. His father bitterly resented this decision, and even the monks were hesitant because, of course, his father was a big, mighty, and powerful man. But eventually they agreed to admit Romuald as a monk to their monastery. So finally, Romuald had found a true way to serve God and to commit himself to his servitude. He made many penances and wept many tears for his sins and for the sins of his father. Devil appeared to him many, many times, trying to mock him, make him change his resolution, and saying the usual stuff, that you could so much better God outside this hermitage, outside this monastery, but in vain, because now Romuald knew that he was living the life he was destined to live. After a while, Romuald wanted to separate himself even from community life and go to live a life as a recluse, away from temptations and away from the ideas of the world. And eventually he was elected an abbot as a reform branch of the Benedictines. The saint's great zeal for the very strict observance of the rules in the monastery, however, soon made these monks to repent their choice, and they made many protests and manifest their displeasure to him by mutiny. So for some time, Saint looked in mild disposition this mutiny and the resentment he received, trying to carry his cross with patience and taking that as a penance or as a punishment for his sins. But eventually he realized that his life was called to be a reformer, a true reformer of a solitary life, and these monks in the monastery where he was an abbot did not allow him to do that. So he first went to see the emperor and trying to get him acquitted from the office of an abbot. But since the emperor, who liked him very much, didn't want him to pursue this plan, Romuald then went to the Archbishop of Ravenna, and to make his point clear and to accept his resignation, he threw down his abbot's crozier at the bishop's feet. And finally, Saint Romuald established an order for which he is most well known, that of the Camaldolese order. And these monks served God as the great recluses and hermits, rarely speaking anything and making a very, very strict fast and austere life. Saint Romuald had a great gift of prophecy and gave directions about the future lives, and also was a great spiritual father whom the penitents frequently came to ask advice of how to advance in virtue or how to resist temptations, and he always sent them away with extraordinary cheerfulness. It was Romuald's desire that whenever he could conveniently avoid it, not to say Mass in public, because he was so moved by the great compassion of our Lord towards sinner that tears kept running from his eyes. Saint Romuald lived to be very old and died in the odor of sanctity as a great monk, but also as a great penitent. It was his whole purpose of becoming a monk to do penance, and not just for himself, but for his father as well. On the first Friday, we pray for whole mankind and offer all our good deeds for penance, both for ourselves and for the sinners, and also for the souls in purgatory. Saint Romuald became a hermit in order to expiate his father's sins, and no matter what our vocation is, we should always remember that we say our prayers also not just for the worship of God, but also as a penance. We wish the whole world would realize that their only compassion and their only consolence is in the hands of Almighty God. And until they do that, we who truly want to follow the orders and ways of God, we dedicate our humble prayers and whatever good deeds we may do as a penance to our loving Father, as a penance for our sins, and also that those poor souls in the living in the world would also gain the consciousness that they have been broken against their Almighty loving Father, and that through our efforts they would see and understand that by doing penance they set themselves free from punishment, because our Lord wants them to convert and wants them to be truly happy and servants of Him, and also the servants of other people in loving charity of Christ. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.